Hey guys, welcome to The Situation. So we have Mark on the podcast today. Unfortunately, Mitch had to be out for this time.
What's up? It's Mark. You know, I was here for the first one.
Yeah, he was
here. Actually, no, the second one. The first one was your test one.
We explained that to them last episode.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. But Mitch is feeling a little under the weather, so he's not going to be here this time.
You guys really trying to do a podcast without me, bro? It's The Situation, bro. That's my name.
There can't be a podcast without the zit.
Yeah, bro. Because otherwise it's just uation. That's just stupid.
That's boring.
That is just stupid.
That's crazy. Are we really rolling?
What's going on right now? Yeah, man, it's art.
Yeah, exactly. It's art.
What is art?
Hey, that's a good... I don't know if art can be defined.
It's always in the eye of the beholder.
That's beauty. Did you not watch
Twilight
Zone?
Yeah, that's beauty. Well, I feel like art is more like, what's it? That's it. That quote on like racism, right? Like, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What? What did you... Yo, Tom was like, what? We're taking a weird turn immediately. No, I'm not trying to talk. I'm not trying to tackle the issue of racism right now. I'm saying there's a quote where it's like, you know, I can't define racism, but I know it when I see it. I feel like that applies to art. You know, it's like, I can't really define it. It has such a broad
almost
spectrum.
Almost kind of like time. Like, I know what time is, but when you ask me what it is, what am I supposed to say?
It's a measurement of the distance between 5 seconds ago and now.
Or any second.
I think it's a measurement between a moment and another moment. All right. So, all right.
Anyway.
I'm putting my foot down on this right now because we are not starting an entire conversation on the theory of time. We're just trying to fucking talk about art this episode, guys. Fuck.
Welcome to The Situation, guys.
Welcome.
It's Tom.
Mark.
And yours truly.
Mitch. Tom.
Nope.
Tom.
I saw it coming too, and that's why I was like, Mitch.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
God. But... anyone else out there wish they just had, like, friends that weren't just total pieces of shit?
Yeah.
I do.
Glad the feeling's mutual.
So, oh my God.
Yeah, Tom, take it easy on that life over there, my guy.
All right. I don't know, like, what we want to talk about. I mean, last night, Tom, aka Thom, hit a open mic.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was an interesting time.
It was a fucking weird night, though.
It was a weird night.
Hey, if you put that out if you're not going to be. Otherwise, it's just going to burn for no purpose.
Yeah, I saw some videos on that. You were playing guitar and singing in front of the mic. That's pretty dope. How many people were there in total?
Let me describe the scene, okay? Let me set this scene up. Because it's over at this tavern in Montclair. And we go inside right off the rip. You know, the crowd is like retiree, middle class, like blue collar, white dudes, yeah. Right? Like right off the rip. I'm like, all right, not typically my crowd, but all right, where's open mic? The owner, who was also acting as the bouncer, was like, upstairs. I'm like, cool. So me and Deja walk upstairs to just this vast empty room.
Wow.
And there's Tom talking to a dude in like a Indiana Jones hat and a guy with a beanie. And he's like, introduced us. And I'm like, okay, I guess these are Tom's new friends. Because that happens every time you go out with Tom as he makes new friends.
Speaking of those new friends, shout out to the guy Ryan that played also last night. He's in a band called Squeaky Wheels.
Okay. Was that the Indiana Jones hat guy?
No, that was the guy who actually trained under the harmonica player of the Allman Brothers.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other guy who's in Squeaky Wheels. Beanie Guy.
Beanie Guy. Beanie I like Beanie Guy. Beanie Guy was a cool
Beanie Guy.
Guy
was cool, dude.
I wish I met Beanie Guy.
Beanie Guy was a cool guy.
We are all really Beanie Guy inside.
Nope.
In the winter,
this
we are
is
all
the way.
Guys.
So, yeah, so we just walk up, like, and it's, I feel so bad at this point because Deja is, like, black. Like, dark black. Oh. And it is one of those bars where there are no minorities. And I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry. Like,
it was amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. The setting. And then they started playing. This is later. Actually, yeah, the owner said Deja had to leave by 10 a.m. I went down to 10 p.m. Sorry, yeah, 10 p.m. Went down, got our drinks. We're walking upstairs, and he's like, you know she has to leave by 10, right? I look at him confused. And she's right there. And she told me she thought it was a race thing.
Oh, my God.
She swear to God, just like, is this because I'm black? Like, I swear to God.
That's what I'm starting to
yeah,
think.
Yeah, dude. So I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, this is a bar. And I'm like, I'm so lost on what's going on right now, dude. I'm like, I understand this is a bar. I'm holding a drink. I know what is happening. And he's like, oh, she's a minor, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, no. She's fucking 22 years old. And, you know, and then here's this man just thinking I'm bringing a minor to a bar. Like, I don't know, man. I felt personally attacked. She felt personally attacked. Thought it was a race thing before he said the age thing, which still could have been up in the air. Yeah, you know, I mean, he still probably could have been leaning that way. But then it was like, she's a minor. No, he didn't even ask for her ID.
Yeah.
I feel like he just like saw the way out and got out. You know what I mean? And then
exactly.
They started playing. The two hosts started playing immediately country music, right? So I'm like, fuck, all right, I need a second drink already.
No, the thing, it wasn't country like today country. It was country like, what's that guy? Oh, my God, I cannot think of his name. But it was almost like a Willie Nelson-esque type of music that they were playing as far as country.
I don't know, it was pretty country. And I thought the backup vocalist had much better vocals than the lead guy.
But that's usually the case in bands.
That's why?
Because to harmonize is harder than singing like a straight lead vocal.
Oh,
a straight lead vocal, you could be singing like monotone the whole time.
Right.
And that could be the lead vocal. But when you're doing the harmonies and coming to that, you know, you're going to have to identify the pitch that the lead singer is singing if he's off and matching it to that, as well as being able to hit those higher or lower notes.
But I feel like he wasn't doing that. He was just singing better.
No, that could also be a thing, too.
I feel like that's what I was, when he chimed in, I'm like, oh, okay. The other guy was like, I don't know, dude, he was all over the place.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this younger kid went up, probably around our age, honestly.
Yeah.
He went up, he was pretty good. And it was just like a weird crowd. And then Tom got up there, killed it, you know, did amazing. I was really proud of you seeing you up on that stage and just giving it your all. That was definitely really dope.
That's cool that you like have these opportunities to just go up and show your art to people.
Yeah, bro. I mean, the coolest thing about this whole event, which I did not know I was going until maybe about 2 hours before I went. Like, I think I came home. I don't even think I texted you about it. I think I came home and you're like, what are you doing tonight? You want to go to the gym? I'm like, I can't, go on an open mic.
No, you texted me. I went to the gym by myself and then came home and said I didn't even bother because I figured you were going to go.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But yeah, like I did not know very far in advance that I was going to be doing this.
Sometimes those like impromptu kind of things are pretty fun.
And I didn't know, like I did very little research. I just saw that there was an open mic at the tavern in Montclair. Like I didn't see anything else about it.
This was in Montclair.
Yeah.
Dude, it was like a weird group for Montclair, man.
I'm a little
town.
Surprised that this happened in Montclair.
Dude, it was like really, it's like a young town and stuff. Like, did you ever see like Roadhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It was kind of like the aesthetic of Roadhouse.
Interesting.
Except with like 10 retirees scattered throughout. Like there was a man there in like the, like he was just classic old man lost in Walmart guy. You know what I mean? He looked like he was 80. He had that weird heavy blue plaid flannel on that every man over 70 owns for some fucking reason.
And wears every day.
And like wears every day. The shirt under it was gray and tucked into his sweatpants.
Oh my God.
Covered in stains with the Velcro black shoes on. Like those Velcro Air Force Ones for people on Social Security. You know, those ones.
Yeah.
And he's just like, and he had like a fucking like old disgusting looking beanie on, just slouched. Man, didn't look like he hasn't had a shower in a week. And I'm just like, where are we right now? Like, what is going on? And then Alex shows up, right? So I'm like, all right, let's bring all the minorities to this bar. Because that's what we did. We were the only group with minorities in the whole establishment, the downstairs bar and restaurant and the stage upstairs. Only minorities were in our group.
So going back to me figuring out what this open mic was even about. So I was going to do like the stuff that K-Cheese has been doing with me. Like the produced stuff, or like the more hip-hop kind of pop music, rather than like my acoustic stuff. that I wrote. So I'm like, okay, just in case they don't have an aux, I'm gonna bring my acoustic just like for a backup.
Oh, so you brought your acoustic and your electric?
No, I brought my acoustic and I brought my phone because all my tracks are on my phone.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, okay, like if I have an aux, I'll do the three that I was working on that I did with Cheese. If not, I'll play the three that I wrote on acoustic. So I was practicing like covers too, because I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to play like two covers and an original. Like that's usually what it is with like shows. Like they want you playing more covers to get more people involved because they don't know your originals. So I'm like, okay, I got two covers, I got my one original. And then I show up there and they're like, okay, cool guys, it's original acoustic night. At least two of your three songs need to be originals.
So it's like a required.
So I'm like all okay, of a sudden, thank God I brought my acoustic. And thank God I've been practicing these three originals into the ground. So that was the setting before Alex showed up.
And then Alex, oh, you're handing it back everything? To me for the Alex thing?
Come on, bro. That was a perfect transition.
It wasn't. That I felt like all of that was unnecessary for the setting of Alex showing up. But anyway, no, but I thought I painted a pretty clear picture of where we were at and what the people were around us. But it's just weird, dude. Like, I walked in immediately stressed. Like, I think like three gray hairs shot out of my head. Like, nope. Like, I was like, oh no. Like, it's one of those places where, like, they got a shotgun behind this car. You know what I mean? Even though you're in Montclair, they got one. I don't know why. I don't know what it's for, but they have one. And so then Alex and KG show up. And Alex is, like, already zooted. You know what I mean? You can tell he had some life in his system. He's pretty fucking drunk. Orton LIT. K Cheese is there, and it's almost like he like read the audience. Is like, right, I'm gonna chill here. I'm gonna keep this hood up, and I'm not leaving my bar stool, right? And I'm like, dude, that's rough, but good move. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
But that's what Cheese does at all times, bro.
He's just like, dude, I'm just chilling. Yeah, I'm posting up. I'm posting up. Alex was like, I'm gonna be Alex, right? And you know, we all know Alex. We all love Alex, but not Alex's crowd, right? So he keeps trying to like. Millie Rock and shit, and like he was like Millie Rocking, and what else was he doing? No, that's for yours. I'm saving that for later. But what he was doing, like for other people performing,
he was like just dancing.
Yeah, he
there?
Was just like dancing hard, but like club dancing. Like,
yeah, yeah. You know he was like doing like bachata. And,
yeah,
like,
he was doing like
to like singer songwriter stuff. Yeah, to, like, dude, America.
To like people with guitars playing.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, to like Bob Dylan, he's out there Millie rocking. You know what I mean? And you're like, what are you doing, bro? And he's like looking around confused, like, why is no one else? I'm like, why are you? You know what I mean? Like, so
I made a great opening joke and no one laughed. I'm
what?
Like, I'm like, can you smoke inside here yet?
I didn't even hear that.
Oh, really?
I heard you go, I don't even remember the name of my song, and then play it. And then, like, and that one was called Pretty in Pink. I remembered now. I was like, killing it, bro. This man up here, killing it. So Alex is just going crazy. Or to LIT. He goes up to Tom, and he's like, finish this. I can't finish this. Tom's like, fuck you. You ordered a drink. And then Tom goes up on stage, and now Alex is like, it's my boy. I get to do this now, right? Which you still shouldn't. Like, we were catching dirty glares all night.
Everyone.
Bro. All night. They're all like, why are you here?
They're like, I mean, they came up to me. They're like, your music is cool, but don't bring your friends.
Did they say that?
I think so. That's the crazy. Old white guy in the all black cowboy suit.
Oh, the guy with the harmonica?
Yeah.
Yo, man.
That's fair. Yeah, he was good. He was good.
That's pretty dope.
But, yeah, so then Tom's up there. And then I forget which song of yours it was during. It wasn't Pretty in Pink. I think it was your second song.
Oh, Oars?
Oars. So Alex starts doing like that T-Pain head push back, chest push back, head push back, chest push back until he like almost falls on the ground.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing that. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, fucking cut the shit right now, bro. And he's just like going crazy. He goes, almost falls, catches himself, and then spins up, right? And he's like, woo! Like on some like, you know, fuck, not Michael Jackson, but Bruno Mars shit. You know what I mean? He's like, woo! I'm like, dude, there are six people in here and they're all on Social Security. Like, what are you doing, dude? You know what I mean? There was no one even near our age group in that bar.
No, he was killing it, though.
And yeah, I mean, shout out to Alex, but also it, I was like, gosh, damn it. And then in the fucking, it was the middle of your second song.
Yeah.
When you, like, came down.
Yeah.
and you had like a moment before you picked back up, Alex just immediately, fucking Tom, I have to fucking love you, you're the fucking best. And then Tom's like still doing his song. It's not over yet. And I was like, I fucking hit the kid.
I heard you.
I'm like,
which song? Which song was it that you were playing?
It was Oars. The one that goes like, put a little pressure, put a little heat, put that little diamond right next to me.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome. Right next to me. And I went low right when that happened. I hear, yeah, Tom. I'm like, ha, we're back up. then I just hear Mitch like over my monitor, which was so unnecessarily loud. I don't know how soft. I play pretty hard on my strings and sing pretty hard. But like these monitors were set up for people that are like finger picking classical guitar and whispering into the microphone. So I was singing, dude, and my voice was peaking so bad in the monitors. I'm like, I'm blowing out these mains. There's no way that my voice is sounding crisp at all. So I over those monitors, I hear Mitch saying, I'll tell you when to clap, Alex. I'm like, that's what I need. I brought the crowd. Dude, people say bring a crowd. I always will bring a crowd wherever I can. If you're playing a show, if you're playing a gig, if you're doing art, yo, let me know. I'll bring a crowd. They're not the best crowd, but it's a crowd.
Yeah.
And they will love you.
Yeah, we're pretty much just bodies. That's really all we are.
No, but we will love you with our entire hearts. We are very loving people for some reason. For some ridiculous reason. We're like, we will support you forever. It's like, you've known me for 4 minutes. Doesn't matter, bro. You are our boy now. We will die for you.
I just want to see you thrive. I will tell you when to clap, Alex.
That's fun.
Yo, so
how many original songs do you have?
This is weird.
That you could have, like... No, I'm just asking about, like... Because you went to the open mic night, and it was to showcase your art, the stuff that you made. And I know you're, like, really into that. How many, like, original things have you, like, accumulated since you've like been doing that, I guess?
Wow. So I have four poetry booklets.
Just songs, man.
Oh, just the songs.
Just the songs. Just the songs,
songs.
Sorry,
man.
Just
the songs. Even I was on there.
Dude, I thought we were going to go down all my accolades.
No, no. We're good. We sprinkle that in lightly every episode. We don't need to do an entire
segment.
Entire segment on the...
So, when it comes to original music works, I have, and this is all going to be on Year of the Rats, which is the EP that I'm putting out. KC is producing the whole thing. So I have a couple acoustic, I have a couple produced, like more of the pop stuff that I was talking about earlier. So when it comes to the popper stuff, there's Shadow Realm, there's Yangian, there's Soft Spot. There's another one that's like a grime song. I haven't named it yet. It's not complete. There's one more, but I lost the beat. So
you
have
originals for like rap and pop songs and also like acoustic songs too.
Yeah, when it comes to acoustic songs, like I do like a lot of like that. I don't know. I don't know who to describe it as. Like I try to get really dark and really moody when I do acoustic stuff.
No, I've definitely like,
you know what I mean?
I feel like I haven't heard your acoustic stuff like as much as your pop rap stuff or whatever.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's just because
that's like I'm just I guess the point I was originally trying to make was like that was pretty dope that how you brought an acoustic guitar to something like that and you had like prepared originals to do.
Yeah, yo. I mean a lot of times I even forget, but like, you know, I grew up with an acoustic guitar. Like I grew up with like a piano, I grew up with like instruments. I didn't grow up with FL Studio, unfortunately. Well, back in our day, it was Fruity Loops. Back before it all got cool and rebranded, shout out Champion. I just bought a ridiculously overpriced hoodie for them. I hate Champion, but it's art, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely
it's
art.
It's hype art.
And you have poetry, too. Mitch, didn't you say something like you were doing some poetry before?
Oh, my God.
I remember we were talking about it.
I wrote a poem 2 nights ago. That's really
awesome.
It.
Was that the first poem you ever wrote?
No, God, no.
I remember you showed me some of your writings a while ago, and I remember it was right after Mac passed, RIP. And it was something about Trump. And like there was a line, it's like Mac left us on his on like Donald Trump something, and now we're stuck with Donald Trump something.
Like that. Oh fuck, yeah, wait, I think that's in a notebook somewhere.
I'm like that, that was actually a pretty dope line. Like coming out like you're like, yeah, bro, I just wrote this yesterday. I was really mad. Like that was just the pretense, dude. So like, I was really mad. I'm like, that's a pretty fire line, dude. Keep that.
Yeah, it's somewhere
in the I'm gonna use it maybe. I'll just steal from you.
It's fine. Go chill, bro. I'll
chill. It's art, bro. It's up for grabs. Oh.
Yeah, no. I wrote a poem, but I don't know if I'm ready to talk about it. Like, at this very minute.
Welcome to my life every time someone brings up my art.
No, you bring up your art all the time. What are you talking about? God, I hate being put on the spot. By the way, I'm a writer.
I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah. God, I just hate people ask me about my poems. Oh, Mitch, you're home? I wrote 3 poems. Here they are. Tom, can I take a... No, I will read them to you. Like, oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I know, dude. Talking about your art is such a burden for you.
Fucking dickhead.
Oh, no, I bust your balls. I mean, like, I want you to be proud of your art. Like, it's good art. You should be proud of it.
I am.
But
yeah, clearly.
Clearly. But I don't know. Maybe try some humility.
Yeah, bro. The 3 H's. We got happiness, humbleness, handsomeness.
Yeah, dude.
That's all 2020
is about.
Humbleness
and handsomeness.
Yep.
That's all you ever need.
And happiness.
And art.
We got the
You can't have happiness and art. That doesn't work.
No.
One or the other.
That's why narcotics are so relevant, because there's no more good art.
Is that?
So it makes
is that really art. How that works?
Sedates them.
People have been, like, doing opioids and getting drunk and being awful for, like, thousands of years.
No, I'm talking about the whole mental health situation. It's a different conversation. We're not going to dive into that today.
You talking to what?
No.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
But I do really enjoy the fact that, you know, a lot of people are coming into our lives now that are artists in a way.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's an artist, but they're just aware artists and unaware artists.
Exactly. Like, and art can span to so many different, like, groups. Like, even when I look at Mark's work, when he does all the programming and all the designing, I really do believe that's art as well, just from the fact that, like, it's a passion project, yeah. Really. When you look into it, you know, when you get a job for a website or you get a job for, like, a writing gig or some sort of music, you're like, this is going to be amazing because I love doing this. So even though you're working, like, it's still art because your passion and that love of it is, like, in there.
Yeah, and they, like, everybody thinks coding's so, like, just logical and math and stuff, and there's no creativity. Like, coding is, like, full-on art. It's crazy. Yeah. Not even, like, anything you see on a website, that's, like, extra art. But the code itself, it's, like, it takes geniuses and masterminds to, like, organize things like Facebook and stuff like that.
No,
just on the behind the scenes stuff.
I have a whole new appreciation for Pornhub when I open it up. And
oh boy,
this is art. I no longer feel shame.
Imagine if the video stops and says,
so beautiful.
The video at the beginning says, this video has been brought to you by art.
Oh man. So that should be their new intro. Get rid of the beat that all the kids are playing in high school and get, like, expelled. And just when you open a video, just have a guy go, or, this is art. That's it. Like, that's it. It's done. It goes right to a girl
what if
getting
it's
nailed
you? What if it's
by, like,
you,
a gangbang. Yeah, I love the voiceover, the Pornhub, this is art. But, yo,
oh,
Pornhub, put
me on. I know
what video
you were talking about before, though. The kid playing the theme?
Yeah. But it's, everyone's like, yeah, expelled. This is art. There you go. There you go. You can't expel somebody for that. And then immediately into, like, a bukkake.
Yo. So, my...
It's a whole new marketing scheme.
Oh, my God. They do that on April Fool's Day?
Oh, my God. My little brother just texted me a couple days ago. He's like, Mom's listening to your podcast. I'm like,
oh,
oh, yeah. Shout out.
Hey, Mom.
What's up, Mom?
Yeah, Mom, Mark's here. She's his favorite. Yeah, that way. She came up with the best name for our audience, and that would be the Zitches.
Is it art?
But it is art.
That's art.
This whole podcast is art. Everything is art, guys.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Yeah, cool. I'm happy I have a podcast, but I wouldn't call this art, like, at all. Let's get a girl in here for a bukkake and maybe it'll be art. We can throw that on Pornhub. The first ever porn podcast.
No video.
That was an
only audio.
Only audio. You know how awful that would be?
Listen to me on the drive home from work.
Yo. Oh, man.
On the drive home. I'll throw on the podcast, dude.
God, this is so hot.
No, I'm on episode 17 of that podcast, dude.
Dude, I can't stop listening to it.
I was on
every episode gets better.
Dude, I was on the bus home from.
I don't like where this is going. We're just talking about some weird shit. Now you're like, so I'm on a bus. And I just don't like where this story's going already.
I was on a bus on the way home from seeing Beetlejuice in the city. And I'm staring. Yeah, so I'm on my bus back from Port Authority to Willowbrook. And I'm staring like straight ahead of me. And then I like start to be like, oh, I want to like spread out a little bit. There's no one next to me. I'm going to put like my leg up. So I turn sideways and I look up at the windows. I'm trying to be like, okay, where are we? Like, I kind of want to get home. Like, this has been late. It's been a long day. I just spent $80 on two drinks. And I had to be okay with that. That was hard. So all of a sudden I see this reflection of the dude's phone and he is watching pornography on the bus.
Why did you do the hand? Why? Tom just did like, you guys ever see SpongeBob with the rainbow?
Imagine
that was Tom, like pornography.
Tom did with one hand.
Pornography.
But the craziest thing was that he was like scrunched up in the chair with the phone pointed directly towards the window. So the dude in front of him couldn't see and the dude behind him couldn't see. And there was just such a reflection on the window. That I was like, is that what I think it is? I'm like, dude, have some decent. He was like smiling. And I'm like, what is going on, dude? Like, have some class. Oh, so I look forward and then 10 minutes later, I go to put my leg up again. And he's just sitting like with his arm crossed with like a weird smile. He's like, time to get off the bus. I'm like, what? That was your commute home? It's a Friday at like 11 o'clock. Like, what is going on?
What else do you do on a bus in New York City at Friday at 11? You watch porn, man. Clearly.
I feel like it was just a scene. Out of
that,
like,
that's a common like occurrence on the bus.
It's subway. There's gotta be tons of people watch porn on the subway. No, we're getting into a weird conversation. Fuck. It's art. Let's move on.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hey guys, it's Tom from The Zituation, just here to tell you about the platform we're actually using to get this podcast out. It is called Anchor. It's creation tools that allow us to record and edit the podcast right from my phone, actually. And it actually distributes the podcast for us, so I have to do very little work for this. You make money with the podcast, which is what I'm currently trying to do. And it's everything you need to make in a podcast in one place. That was the last bullet point I just read. Anyway, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Get the Anchor app.
The beep is back.
Oh, I thought we were going to listen to that.
Nope.
Well, safe to say. That got weird.
That's a good one.
You know what, though? But I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, we were just saying, like, we forgot we were on a podcast.
Yeah, for a minute there, we just kind of, like, art, pornography, and then we just kind of all just got stupid together on that one.
I feel like, that's how, like, Renaissance art started, then. It's like, how subtle can we make porn?
We're really jumping right back into it. Like, we're really just like, and we're back. That's amazing.
Leonardo da Vinci was a sick man, bro.
How was he sick?
All artists are sick.
That's no, true. How was he a sick man?
He's an artist.
Every artist is a sick man, correct. I guess. If you think about it, like,
it's a good way, to get out of that.
Look at Michael Jackson.
Now I want to hear why Da Vinci was a sick man.
He practiced sodomy on little boys in like the ale house.
Really?
Apparently. I don't know. I saw it in a biopic. It was on HBO.
That's pretty
like
crazy.
It seemed like a good
source. That's a good source.
That's factual. That's a, yeah, that's just facts. It's almost as good as Facebook.
I don't know. I believe HBO, historical accuracies. Except in Game of Thrones, I don't think dragons were that big.
I think they hyped the dragons a little bit. They definitely gassed that. Way to Hollywood it. Sorry, it didn't fit into your ideal dragon body, but it's fucking 2020. You need to accept them.
My dragon, my body.
My body, my dragon. It sounds like something out of like an old folktale. My body, my dragon.
It's like Beowulf. It's like one of those like.
It's like in the fourth rendition of
Beowulf. Like that movie Aragorn that came out in 2007. You remember
that was a book series, dude.
I had such a funny joke, and I completely fucking forgot it. You guys wouldn't let me get that in there. Fuck. Oh, that was so funny, too. Oh, well.
Was it How to Train Your Dragon 3?
No, something about the dragon, like, sexual identity. It was weird. It was funny. But it's gone.
Right back
is that in the LGBTQIA plus 21 for?
No, now there's an extra D in there for dragons.
Oh, got it. Yeah. I'm glad they were accepted in the community.
Yeah, they're
a very welcoming bunch.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Good people. For sure. Fuck, man, I really forgot. That dragon joke was so fun. I'm like, this is hilarious. Guys! And you just wouldn't. I was like, hold on to it. Gone, man. Fuck.
When I was younger, I was in a group called, like, Explore. And it was for creatively gifted kids, which pretty much means that we just all had ADHD and they didn't know how to deal with us. So they put us all in a room and they gave us, like, games. So the lady that was in charge of it, whenever I'd be like, oh, Mrs. Tuxhorn, I have this idea. She's like, Tom, what you have to do is that you have to cover your ear and then go like this and turn your head on the side so that way you can remember your idea and it doesn't fall out of your head. So I was walking around like this and she's like, Tom, you have something to say? I'm like, yes, thank you. Finally put my hand down and then it'd just be something completely irrelevant. She'd be like, okay, well, next time you have an idea, do the exact same thing, and I'll call on you when it's your turn. I'm like, thank you. What's your dragon joke?
That was so weird, dude. That was a weird... Anyone else get lost in that? I felt I was there with you.
It was a weird time, dude.
I felt like I just saw a little thumb walking around like that. That was weird. Weird time.
I thought that was
going to... I do remember the joke, but now we're not all up in the dragon thing, so...
We're still in the dragon thing.
Nah, dude.
I thought that was leading up to... Oh, so that's why nowadays I do this. I just put this on my ear.
I do. Like, if I, like, you if do? I really, no, seriously, if I do, like, if I want to really remember something, like, I'll just, like, plug my ear like this, and I'll just, like, lean to the side a little bit. It won't even be, like, the hand.
Oh, my God, I'm so calling you out for that from now on. Be like, what do you want to say, bro?
Oh, my God. No, it's like seriously. A micro-emotion that we never, like,
no, yeah, dude. If you ever notice me going like this, like, I'm thinking about what I'm going to say. Like, dude, I have something
I'm
going to say.
I can't confirm if I ever notice him doing that.
I can. Okay. Can confirm.
You've seen it?
Yeah. Can confirm.
No, because, like, you guys know who I am. I'm very just blurt out anything whenever I want. She's like, Tommy, you can't do that. It's going to make a lot of people mad. So that's why.
So once you left class, you were like, I'm going to go right back to doing that. And then that's how we got to where we are today.
No, then I got alcohol involved. And I was like, yeah, I'll just continue to say it. I can regress back to childhood. That's fine.
Oh, boy.
We've done a lot of growing now. It's 2020. All we're about is the three H's, dude. Happiness, humbleness, handsomeness.
It's all about thriving, people.
It's all about thriving.
But, yeah, well, Tom, you also do... back to the actual art conversation, which I kind of actually wanted to talk about. God, thank you everybody for listening to us just be stupid on here. But you do you have any like favorite poems?
You're gonna make me read poems on the podcast, dude.
Don't act like you don't want to.
I kind of don't, but I will. So
you could say you don't want to.
Well, now I want to.
Exactly. So let's get a poem.
All right.
Poem time.
Pick.
I feel like we should have something an introduction short, for this. You poem some... time with Tom.
No, we're not doing segments. We just go with it. So
do you want something new or you want something old?
just something like whatever you would identify as like one of your more like top tier poems, like something that you really resonate with.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, dude. I mean, we talk about art, and I've shouted Tom out, but I figure, you know, we can.
Tom is a
read
writer.
A poem.
A lot of people may know Tom as a musician, but he is also a writer.
Yeah, a lot of people
know him. Vice versa. For the people that know him as a writer, he plays music.
Correct. So this one's actually out off of I Left Clues. This was the most recently one that I put out.
It's up for sale.
It is up for sale.
On Amazon.
Yeah, man. Mark designed the website that's not up right now.
It's currently down. I can't figure out the hosting problem.
I went to go look at it.
It says Nginx error, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, dude.
Bad gateway.
What does that mean? Sorry. I don't know what that means. Fix it.
That can't
do your
real,
art
bro.
And fix my website.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
No, honestly, I think it's because your domain name expired and it's under your email. And
Tom?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to talk with him.
So I have to just put money into it because it was a free year.
That was a free year.
So you would have to pay to get Thom.
How much do I need to pay for Thom?
I don't know. Domain names are pretty cheap.
All right.
You pay like less than 20 a year.
All right. Let me know. I'll give you my credit card number.
I got you.
Let me
hook
know.
Up.
But it's in his email, which we're still on.
Yep.
Okay.
I got you with that hosting hookup.
Yeah, bro. Shout out to Mark's grandfather. Aren't I on his, like, servers or something?
No. You on my servers, boy.
Oh, Mark makes his own servers. Good for you, Mark. So, this poem is called Footprints in the Snow, off of I Left Clues. Here we go. I'll wait till you open it so they get a crisper, clear sound. All right. Winter gets cold in the east. Love conquers all, at least. Trudge through the snow and slush and sleet. Bring back 04, the only road we've ever known. My head's been down since my boy said that we die alone. Then he died alone, a not so broken home. Just leave me be, get out of my zone. We all just get that low. We're in this game, tell and show. Here we go. Bring back 04, Footprints in the Snow.
Thank you for sharing.
I believe it's appropriate to snap at poetry.
I can't snap my fingers. I really would if I could.
You cannot snap
your fingers. I can't snap my fingers. Wow. No. They do that weird, like, bend back thing.
That's like one of those weird things that somebody can't do that most people can do.
Yeah, that's amazing because I can snap with all my fingers. So if we split our talents in half, we can both snap with half of our fingers.
I don't think it works like that.
That's not how genetics works.
But maybe if we do, like,
like the fusion dance?
Fusion. And then maybe I could snap my fingers.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, sorry.
Find those earrings.
Snap, 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 snap.
Oh my god. If you guys fusioned hard, you'd be Titch.
Don't ever say that again.
It'd be Titch or Mom.
Well, there was like Vegito and Gogeta in Dragon Ball Z.
Fitch, bro.
We're Fitch. Okay. I like that.
Fitch.
Off the Thom. Fitch.
Fitchel.
Fitchel.
Sounds like a vigil.
Vigil.
Sounds like a vigil for someone with a lisp. Vigil. He was so young.
Vigil. Scorpion. Vigil. That's it. Now we have to be Zigil now.
No.
Yeah, do the fusion thing. Let's go.
Vigil. It's Yonky and Clarence. Go Tanks.
Go Tanks, man.
Yeah, so what a clever idea. Just fuse two characters and just combine their names.
Yeah, that's exactly
Brangelina.
Brangelina.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah, they're back to the O's. We in the 2020s now.
That's weird. 1990 was 30 years ago.
That's a long time.
Remember when Mark told us we were almost 30?
Fuck you, dude. Oh, I'm going to punch him.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
I get existential sometimes.
Dude, I can't wait to go axe throwing.
That's dude, we're going axe throwing.
Axe throwing is definitely art.
Speaking of art, Rainforest Cafe, dude.
Dude. Yes.
Wait, I've never been to a Rainforest Cafe, but you told me, you texted me saying that it was a children's place.
All right.
First of all, it's a family restaurant.
Okay. Well, Tom literally texted me saying that it was a children's place. We can't go. I didn't think that was true, but honestly,
idiot.
I didn't question it. I didn't.
It's okay. We're all going to pretend like it's Regina's birthday and not tell her. Are you cool with that?
Oh, maybe get like an elephant to sing happy birthday.
Or yeah, and then they bring out like a flaming lava cake with like sparklers on it.
Fuck yeah, dude.
She cool with that?
Dude, you can't tell her. We don't know. We'll just find out. We don't know.
I'd say Garrett or Megs, but they're probably listening to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. It blew our cover.
So
naturally, Regina. She's the only one that doesn't know. So
yeah, because we're going to have to tell Joe because he's in the mob.
Stop saying that. Stop saying that. We already had this talk.
He is. Anyway, thank God.
Nobody we know is in the mob.
Legally. Allegedly.
Because there is a legal...
There's a legal mob. It's called the Yakuza.
What? No, there's a legal mob. It's called the government.
Oh, that is true. Anyway. Mitch, I really do want you to read your poem for us. Because I woke up to this because I went to sleep for work. And I think it was almost lunchtime and I got a text message from you. And I thought it was... Tom, we need to pay the electric. So I'm like, fuck.
Yo, they cut it off again, bro.
No, they did not. Did they?
No.
Oh,
it was
God.
A joke. I was like.
No, because I didn't know. I got worried one morning.
We're
like,
sitting under the light. Like, no, they didn't cut our electric.
I thought it was like at a time that it wasn't here.
No air conditioning.
Did they? Fuck.
But I open it up and it's like this paragraph. I'm like, uh-oh, something bad happened. It's like, I didn't even read anything enough. I'm like, uh-oh, I'm going to have to leave work for this. So I read it, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is good. This is a good thing. And I start reading your poem, and it goes from me being, like, that relief of not being have to be like, I have to go immediately. Goodbye. I don't know when I'm going to be back, but I need to go now. And it went to, like, this, like, It transported me really from like my desk at work to on the sidewalk right next to you while you were experiencing what you wrote down.
Oh, shucks. Well, I do have to thank you for it because you're definitely the one pushing me towards the creativity of myself.
Yeah, bro. We're all artists.
We're all artists, but you're one of the aware artists. And that's a valuable thing. You know what I mean?
In like the essence of art, there's like so many times where that probably just happens. Like one artist just inspires another, more art's created. It's like,
oh my God, artists just bud. They're just budding.
They're just budding. All over the place.
They're flowers, bro.
Stands for asexual.
What?
Because of budding.
Got it.
There we go. Yeah, it's that like, was a bad one. Like I'm donkey. Sorry. I didn't really process that before I said it.
Yeah, man, I could definitely see how like spreading art is like growing flowers. And like a flower, you can inspire art in someone, they can grow a little bit and then they'll wilt.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could really blossom into like a really nice artist and a really nice flower.
Yeah.
Art is just flowers, bro. I feel like I should get into flowers more.
Art, that's crazy, dude.
It's just such like,
really
a measurable thing.
Like, yeah, how it just goes like that. That's really beautiful. Yeah, wow.
It's like a butterfly effect almost. It just like one but inspiration
not,
to another.
I don't think that's a butterfly effect.
I don't
butterfly
think
effect is more like the ripple effect or the domino effect.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's like time travel. This is art.
It is time travel, not art.
I don't know.
I guess it really depends on how you use it.
Yo, when I was in freshman year in high school, we had to do this report in our environmental studies class. So our teacher gave us a list of topics to choose from, and I chose time travel. I did a great report on it. I had like a video. It was really cool.
What is there to report on time travel? I'm
it
just
was,
curious.
It was really
it
BS.
Still doesn't exist.
Not possible yet.
We're working on it.
Trust the process.
No, but I had to like go back in literature and read about like the stories involving time travel and how it would hypothetically impact, you know, stuff like that. So this one kid picked reindeers, and everybody thought that his report was like the environmental impact of reindeer in Alaska. Because that was like the class we were taking, it was environmental science.
Interesting. And you got time travel.
Yeah.
Dude, you were holding your head in your hand a little too much in that class, bro. They're like, just fucking, here,
aliens. I'm fucking no, just go do something. Everyone else got a serious topic. You know, they bring that for you.
I got an A plus on that project.
Oh, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did, champ. Thomas is a special kid, bro. Like, that was you. That was your role. Time travel and environmental impact. How did you not see anything wrong with that?
Because it was on the list. Like, it was a given topic.
They rigged it for you. Because they knew you were going to pick it.
How, dude?
That's how. You just sit there like this when everyone else raises their hand like a human.
I do that. Anyway. No, but this kid did his report on reindeers, and it was just a one poster board with a giant picture of a reindeer in the middle. And it was just, I have found out that reindeer cannot fly. Consequently, there is no Santa Claus. Thank you.
Oh my God. What a savage.
He was given an extra month to redo his project completely. He went from a 93 in a class to a 14.
What?
Based on that one, that project was worth 95% of our grade.
Thank you. Was a savage. He was like, I don't give any fucks about this.
No, he didn't know. They're like, did you know? He's like, what? What do you? I got really embarrassed when everybody had like slideshows and were actually given like evidence of things. Or even just stories about things. Mine's just reindeers can't fly. The teacher started asking him, was like, hey man, like, so what are they looking like in Alaska? Like, you know where else they are? He's like, no, not in the sky.
Not at the North Pole, apparently.
Consequently, the Russians own that. Do you know that one too?
So if there is a Santa, he's fucking Russian. How scary is that?
He's not Pollock.
You can't say that. I can say that.
Oh no, I forgot.
You can't say What's wrong with that. It's derogatory.
I didn't know that. I know now. I've known for a little while now.
It's fine.
It's like finding out you're adopted. It's like a big thing that you always thought was normal. You're like, yeah, no.
Well, you've lived with it.
I lived
with it. And then just one like piece of information.
Exactly, man. Shout out to Polish people.
Shout out to Polish people.
That's crazy how like emotion can just change us completely, like based on like something. Where are we?
I am having such a hard time staying with this. We're all over the place.
No, I'm just saying that's like I was leading to the point where that's how art is generated though, like through emotion and through all that like experience. You know what I mean?
That's fair. Wow. Okay, that was a really good pull in for art. I gotta say we're really anchoring to it.
We're trying hard.
Shit. Okay. Yeah. What we got? All right. We got to fill up the podcast. So I guess I'll read my poem.
Art.
Mark, you haven't heard it yet, right?
I've never heard any poem that you've written.
That's true, because I'm not the writer. Tom is.
What's up?
Thom, aka Thom for the brand.
Brand.
All right, hold on. I need to get in like an art mood for it to read this right now.
That's not an art.
That's probably
mood.
Like one of the weird things.
What?
About is just like there's like a whole mood. Like I have to get back into the emotion I was in when I wrote it.
Yeah, man, it's a mood. That's the crazy part. Yeah. And like if your art's good enough where this is, maybe not to you, but when I was reading it, it was it creates that it brings that emotion. So yeah, it's like it. By the time you hit that first line, you're already in it again. You know what I mean?
Right. Let's sense this out. I'm really nervous. I've never read anything in front of anybody.
Yeah,
and there's
man.
Like three other people listening in on this podcast too. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, bro. Shout out to Drew and Sam, yes. And Nate, and that's pretty much it.
Shout out to all of them.
Shout out. All right. All right. Yeah. So okay, this is my poem. Sorry if it sucks.
Shut up, dude.
God, all right. Wow, I'm really nervous. All right. It was a fairly warm night for February in Jersey. I stepped outside of my apartment 15:15. Standing outside my door,
across the street from an at the time abandoned gas station, I lit my cigarette, opposing a street light with an orange-yellow hue. It was raining. But not really raining. It was somewhere between a mist and a drizzle. The kind of rain... Fuck! Looking for the lighter threw me off. Okay, orange-yellow hue, it was raining. But not really raining. It was somewhere between a mist and a drizzle. The kind of rain where you couldn't see the droplets until they hit the ground. That is where it captured me. With my head hanging low as it often did at the time of night, my eyes were drawn to the asphalt of the street. As these droplets softly fell onto the cold hard road, I was immobilized. Illuminated by the warm burnt tint of the street light, I was overcome by what would be one of the most beautiful sights. The street began to glitter. I became entranced by its dancing. I could not look away, for I was being shown the beauty of a thousand distant stars shimmering in the night. Never before had I been so captured by such unusual beauty. The cold air that had swallowed me once I crossed the threshold of my apartment had become warm, inviting. I was lost. Staring into the unexpected beauty of the asphalt across from an abandoned gas station under the streetlight, I don't know how long I was there, standing with my cigarette burning, but I know I had found peace and wonder, only brought out of it by a passing car, thus breaking my stare. I wonder how many times I had cursed somebody in much the same way, how many times I had unintentionally and unknowingly ripped someone from such a stillness, how many times I had thrown someone so cruelly back into reality. It was cold again.
Dude, I almost started tearing up from that, bro. That was beautiful.
Dude, I'm so, like, shaky, man. That was so nerve-wracking, and that just gave me insane respect for you hopping up on stage. That was crazy. Oh, man, I'm still shaky, bro. And it's just, like, two of my closest boys that, like, in my room. That's crazy. Wow. I'm fucking so nervous.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you
for sharing, that was really dope.
Thank you. What'd you guys think?
I thought it was pretty good, honestly.
Yeah.
I thought, like, you were reading it with, like, pretty... I mean, besides the lighter incident.
Yeah, dude, that really fucked me up.
But you had a good flow to it.
Thank you.
Like I said, it was very well written, and I told you this over text, that when I read this, and hearing it again just cemented my opinion of this. When I heard you read it, it sounds like it should be beginning to, like, this... beautiful coming of age film. It almost like
a Sundance festival.
Like a Sundance. like it just opens up on this kid outside with that exact poem being said over like a narration.
Almost has like a Garden State vibe.
Yeah, and it's just a beautiful image to just be like, it was cold again, and then this coming of age story arc just blossoms from just that. And it's amazing.
Oh, thank you. I don't think it's that good, but damn, thank you.
Nah, bro.
Nah, man. It was
fantastic. It was really good. I really enjoyed that poem.
Yeah, man. It was really weird because, like, it actually happened. It's not like I saw something and I was like, oh, that's cool. I just ran with, like, imagination. Like, I was just, dude, it was so beautiful. I don't know what it was. It was almost like I just kind of surrendered to the moment. And then a car drove by and I was like, oh, yo, fuck, that sucks. Like, I was in a hole and I'm like, all right, I got to write about this. If Living with Tom has taught me anything, write.
Yeah.
So I ran in, that's grabbed awesome. My phone.
I like that little inspiration. Just click that decision. That's awesome.
Yeah, bro. That's why, like, I'm always just like, even if it's something stupid, always just be creating, whether that's music, whether that's literature, whether that's creating relationships with other people. Always be creating, because the moment you stop is the moment that you start messing up.
That's true.
But the moment you stop creating relationships with the people around you, whether they're friendships or like more, never stop creating whatever your hobby is, whether that's leads for your sales job, whether that's clients for your business, things like that. Never stop creating art, man, because when you stop creating art, that's when all the bad stuff happens. And the only way
it's
you
almost
can...
like creating is our purpose.
Creating is our purpose, dude.
Yo, you really on the existential tonight. That's crazy. Fuck. It's the purpose of life.
And it just no, it's art. Art is the purpose of life, bro.
I don't know about all that. I guess it really depends on how you define life. Or how you define art.
Purpose of life is a whole nother conversation that we
have. Yeah, dude, that's
but
great.
But art, you know, that's what, like, for some people, for a lot of people, that's what it is, their purpose of life. Yeah. Is to create, is to share, is to collaborate.
Yeah, man. Because, like,
why,
yeah.
That's why, like, any, like, high-paying jobs today, like, involve that kind of, like, creativity.
And yeah.
Before, like, you know, back in the day, schools were designed to train factory workers.
They still kind of are, which I think is funny, right? So those jobs that you mentioned, those like really high paying jobs that require, you know, that sort of creativity, that problem solving.
Creativity,
that,
problem solving, thinking all of the
that.
New.
Critical thinking. All of that. It just gets beaten out of you with school.
Yeah.
But then, Tom, I got it. Relax. There's 2 minutes, not 5 seconds. Calm down, dude. You're rushing me. Fuck. I hate him so much. All right. So, yeah, it's school beats that out of you and, like, assimilates you to one set way of thinking.
Yeah.
And then, but you can't get those jobs without that piece of paper that's so detrimental to the thought process. You need to be successful in that field.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a paradox. It's so weird. You know what I mean? Like, things that people do are weird, man.
And it's all art.
I don't know if it's all art, bro. Some of it's just bullshit, like this podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, we think it's art.
Art is art. It doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be bad. It's something
that I understand
human
that, but it is not art. Like, like, the laminate on my counter is not art. You know what I mean? It's just garbage laminate. Like, there is just some things that are just not art.
That's true. Sometimes they're just cookie cutter.
Yeah, sometimes it's just it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sometimes they're just Instagram influencers.
Facts, dude. I can't stand influencers. Almost as bad as Yelpers. And people who comment in the YouTube comments. What's that about? Like, there's a whole community of people that just, like, we're going to talk in the comments under a YouTube video. Like, what is that about, dude?
I don't know, man.
It's like, well, really like this song. Count me through a lot of bad times. We'll always be a fan. Fucking who's that for?
Dude, it's for a day to remember. Bro.
Who's that for, bro? Like, what are you doing? And then people are like, stay strong. Like, fucking, what are you talking about?
I don't know. It's a message board thing.
Oh, man.
You want one?
All right, guys. Song of the day today is Wash by Lily. They're a weird five-piece out from L.A. They're doing their thing. They're on their tour right now. They're bringing, like, punk back, bro. It's pretty crazy. Because I was in the D.C. punk scene for a bit back in 2017.
What a cool thing to say. Like, What a hell of a way to start a sentence. Like, here's a story. I was part of a punk scene down in D.C. for a while back in my day. Wow, good for you, dude. I'm excited.
It was a good time. I've lived a good life so far.
That's crazy. What the fuck? Wow.
Yeah, so.
I feel like that's some, like a, I don't know, 40, 50-year-old dude would say. When, like, back in the 90s, I was in this, you know, grunge punk scene, you know, back when it was starting. You know, street skateboarding was just getting cool. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what I mean, bro? But yeah, bro, they're bringing back, like, there's another song I want to be song of the day later, or later, but there's Flasher down in D.C., there's Priests. These guys are just tearing it up still. These albums are pretty old, but they're still around. But these guys from L.A., I thought there's been a lot of weird alt-rock coming from L.A., like with, like, Lonely the Band and that whole scene, and, like, the new Fall Out Boy, where you're like, what are you doing?
Actually, Weird Fall Out Boy?
Weird Fall Out Boy, bro. But these guys are really bringing back, like, just punk rock. And it's pretty dope, dude. So go check it out on The Situation playlist.
Hey, you got it right this time.
I know. I made a point to do so. If you want to find it, you can go to my Instagram at ThomRats, or you can check out our Twitter at The Situation.
Yeah, tweet us.
Tweet us, bro. Tweet us.
Tweet us.
Tweet us.
Tweet us.
We did the same thing last time.
Same bit every time.
Quarter times. Tweet us. Anyway, guys, goodbye.
Yeah, and relax. Let's all say goodbye. It's the end of the whole podcast. All right, calm down. It's like goodbye. Fuck, like, man. I want to say my piece too. Fuck. Mark, would you like to say goodbye?
Yeah, goodbye. Thanks for listening, guys.
All right. Do you like to say goodbye? No, no.
No, actually, no. That I'm put on the spot. No, I have no intention of saying goodbye.
I said goodbye.
That's crazy. goodbye, everyone. Sorry we didn't post on Monday. Just a crazy week. And
Crossy.
There's an H in there. Just like Thom. Crossy Thom.
Yes. Crossy Thitch.
No. Bitch is crossing. All right, no, I gotta cut this out. All right, so we gotta end this. Like, it's getting weird. Thanks for listening to our talk of pornography and listening to me stumble through my poem. And thanks for making it to episode 5 or 6 or whatever one we're on.
Ooh, episode 6, episode 7.
Okay, so episode 6, right?
Episode 6, episode 7.
Oh, so yeah, thanks for sticking, dude. It's so hard. I don't know why I made that up, but it's so hard to keep up with.
It really is, dude. It's so difficult.
What episode are we on, dude? So thank you for making it to episode 6, and we hope to have you on episode 7. Peace.
All right.
Okay. No, he's still recording.
Oh, shit.
Fucking end the recording.
Goodbye.